everybody. This is Tuesday, and we're so glad that you're with us today.
It's a new day. We want you to resist delaying your destiny. So discipline your mind by not spending any more time thinking about who or what you have no power to change. It's time to get on with what God has for you. And just to let you in on a little secret, that's the, in our opinion, one of the, if not the biggest problem in people's destiny being delayed is because we spend too much time overthinking or thinking too much about people and things in the past that we can't change, or we're focusing too much on the destiny of someone else.
Yeah, right.
So we want today to be the day that that stops, so that you can get on with the destiny God has had for you all along and get on with it. Get her done.
That's right. And in the Old Testament, in the Minor Prophets, Habakkuk 2, verse 3, this vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. That's your destiny. You know, I mean, a lot of times, you know, the destiny God has for us, it doesn't happen overnight. It may take a week. It may take years. But as the Lord tells us, it will not be delayed. He will not forget that. He has a destiny for all of us. And so we just need to wait patiently and keep pressing forward.
But it says he won't delay it.
That's right.
So who takes responsibility
That's
here?
That's right. We delayed. Delay our destiny.
That's right.
You know, we have to be obedient and do our part.
And it's a choice. It's like anything else. And I want to go on a permanent pass fast, personally, myself, from saying have to. We don't have to do anything.
Right.
God gives us a choice. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, people that, you know, are in my life, I want them to be there because they want to be, not because they have to be. And I gave my life to Christ because I wanted to. Yes, did I have to? Of course, in order to be saved. But genuinely, from my heart, I did it because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's a whole nother podcast right there that we'll go to one day.
Mm-hmm.
But the have to thing, when we say have to, I catch myself, well, man, that makes it sound so hard. That makes it sound forced. That sounds like something I have to do. There it is. Whether I want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do need to do your part, but if you know, what's the motive behind it?
Right.
Is it because God's put it there and you want to bless him by walking out that destiny that he put into your heart and let him watch you be obedient? Or do you just want to just continue to do the same old thing, thinking that one day it's just going to happen without putting any effort on your part?
That's right.
It just doesn't happen that way.
It doesn't. You know, and really, we delay our destiny by taking the world under our own authority and trying to do it under our own power. You know, most of us have experienced, you know, serious consequences of such an attitude. I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, don't pray about it. Don't ask God's advice. Don't rely on his strength. And boy, I tell you what, I look back at it and I go, whoo-wee. Man, Lord, you know, I should have prayed about that. You know, I should have thought about that before. I did that, you know, because that wasn't part of your destiny for me. And, you know, and just discovering, you know, without God, you know, we can't really fulfill our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to remember it, at least I do, is my destiny has to connect with what he has for me.
Mm-hmm. Because if that's not it, then you'll be trying to wear a shoe that doesn't fit.
Yeah, you'll be, you know, like a fish out of water.
Trying to fit it. What is it? A peg into a square? Trying to fit a round peg into a square hole? What is it? Help me out.
I think trying to stick a peg in a square hole. I don't know. Yeah.
What is it, honey?
I don't know.
Email us with what that phrase is.
I'm sure you know.
Okay,
so,
but anyway, trying to wear a shoe that doesn't fit.
Right.
Now, we've got a topic coming up down here. We're getting close to what that's going to be on
that's
a couple
true.
Days from now. But just being certain that it's God that put that in your heart.
Right.
Because if we're doing something out of our own flesh, or we go, man, what so-and-so's doing, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Or so-and-so's doing this, if you hurt, let's do that. No, don't do that. What does God have for you?
Right.
And that's easier to do, I think, if you look at that, instead of going to for me, I know I had to realize there was some work that needed to be done in me. But that was harder.
Well, it's coveting, too.
It's harder.
When you covet somebody else and you want... You think your destiny is to be like them or what they have or something like that. You know, that's coveting, you know, and that's one of the commandments we're not supposed to do.
Yeah, but honey, even with you being a father and having two sons, and I'm speaking to the parents out there, even though I'm not one, I'm just from observing other people. You guys can spend way too much time on your kids' destiny when you have one too. So right. It's like you don't not think about other people in your life's destiny, but you don't devote your entire time to it, because your relationship with God is that, just as theirs is. Their relationship to God is that. He doesn't have any grandchildren. Our relationship with Him is one-on-one, and that includes our own destinies. And so I think as I've witnessed, that can be a problem with parents.
Right.
Help me out. You're one.
Well, I think the best thing we can do as parents is to fulfill our own destiny through God. And that will be the example that our children need to follow. Is, okay, well, yeah, you know what? Dad or mom, you know, they are doing what God intended them to do.
What He created them.
You know, but you know, they did their part. You know, I saw them studying the Word, and I saw them being obedient and trying the best they could. What better example is that for your children? You know, you want your children to fulfill their destiny? Fulfill yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will be the example, the Christian example. Of what they should do. Right.
But for now, we're focusing on disciplining our minds and our listeners' minds onto what God has for you, and not all these people and all these things that you have no power over. Because I'm telling you, the motive behind it is easier to do than to focus on what's going on with us. That right. is so much easier.
I know. When God knows what's best for us, He knows our destiny that He puts in our spirit and our heart. You know, he's the one that gives our life meaning. Okay? Destiny. Think about it. You know, if you really think about it, what is destiny? I'm destined to do this. I'm destined to do that. How many times have we said that in our life?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and that could be a bad thing. What were you saying that, you know, you look up 15 years later and go, how did this happen to me? Well, 15 years ago, we kept hearing you say you were destined to get cancer.
Right.
Because everyone in your family had it. Or you were destined to get Alzheimer's because a family member passed away from
it. That's right.
Or you were destined to whatever. You know, it's like the Kennedys. All these Kennedys have passed away.
I know.
And they're like, there's like a curse on their family. And they're very well could be, but that doesn't mean it can't be prayed off. And denounced, and a line drawn in the blood to say it stops here. Y'all stopped some curses in your family. We definitely have stopped some in mine. We had a lot of religious mindsets in my family, and we've stopped that.
Right.
Now, I don't mean having to do with not believing in God. I mean just being overboard with thinking we had all the answers and it had to be this way, and everybody else was going to hell because it wasn't this particular way.
Right. That's true.
So we've drawn that line and said that no, stops here.
Well, there's one destiny that everyone listening and everyone in this world has. We have one thing in common. We're all destined to be with Jesus. That's what is intended.
But it's a choice.
But that's where your destiny begins.
God ain't got no grandchildren.
That's right.
We get there because of our choice of believing.
That's right. And so, you know, your destiny begins with the one who began everything. And that's Jesus. You know that?
Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, we pray the sinner's prayer every podcast. Teresa and I were talking, and she brought it up to me, and really and truly, it needs to be pointed out. You know, so many people have said the sinner's prayer. Maybe when you were younger, you know, maybe you went up front, you know, which is great. You know, the Spirit moved, But, you know, and maybe you didn't say it from your heart, though.
Right.
Maybe you really didn't know what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, you know, you even thought about it and no one was there to talk to you. Well, you know, when we do the sinner's prayer, we hope and pray that you are saying it from your heart, because that's what God wants. That's what the Lord, you know, desires, that you confess it from your heart. You know, in Romans 10:9, that's exactly what it says. What does it say, honey? Why don't you read it?
Well, there's different versions, but we'll just go to the most, I think, unsanitized one, which is the King James Version. It says that if thou will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Sure.
And the operative word that we're talking about is from the heart. You can say that you believe for the rest of your life, but unless it's coming from your heart and it's sincere and genuine, and you know and you believe from all of your heart, what's the point if it's not genuine? And that's what Romans is talking about. We want to emphasize that.
Well, that's where your destiny begins. Have you given your heart to him? Like it says in Romans 10:9? Well, if you haven't, here's your opportunity. And maybe years ago you said these words and you're just now realizing, you know what? I didn't do Romans 10:9. I confessed it with my mouth, but I didn't believe in my heart about Jesus. Well, here it is. Today's the day. The person whose ultimate sacrifice and gave his life for us was Jesus. Well, if you would please pray this prayer from your heart and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross. And I know that you were raised from the dead 3 days later. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, I want my destiny to be directed by you. Thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much. I mean, you know, if you prayed that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And we'd love to pray for you. The power of prayer, there's nothing like it. So, thank you so much.
Yeah. So, anyway, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you already into Wednesday, well, we're still back here on Tuesday, but you know what we mean. We're so grateful and honored that you spent this time with us. And remember, don't resist delaying your destiny anymore by spending way too much time thinking about people and places in the future that you can't change anyway.
That's right.
It's time to get on with what God has for you. Get her done.
That's right.
Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, I'll be getting you.